You're listening to the audio production of The Feathered Bone by Julie Cantrell, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Clifton Harris.
Part 1. Love is the child of freedom, never that of domination. Eric Fromm. Chapter 1. Friday, October 29th, 2004. The day. A magic moves the day, as if anything could happen. Perhaps it's the pulse of jazz in the air, or the rhythmic churn of the riverboats, or the warm winds that swoop the levee. But there's a hint of mystery surrounding us. Something has charged the marrow walled within my bones. Pay attention, it says. And so I do. It's the week of Halloween. Not the best time to bring a sixth grade class on a field trip to the Big Easy. But three rain delays push back the date. So here we are in New Orleans, where thick, milky fog rises from the river like steam. It nearly blocks our view of a shiny white tugboat and her long string of barges, nosing their way through the coffee-colored currents. We wait at Mardi Gras World, the famous tourist trap where my daughter Ellie and her classmates have come to learn the history of carnival season. Unlike the cars that buzz across the Crescent City connection, or the boats that linger lazily beneath the bridge, we are land-bound. We're also surrounded by mermaids, each elaborately carved and painted by Blaine Kern's studio artists. Around the sculptures, a festive crowd filters through. They are free spirits, wearing rainbow face paint as they scuttle for a better view of the Mississippi. A cape? My friend Beth whispers.